And now more of Inside Central Oregon.
Hey, it's Dave Clemens, and in studio with me, I'm my friend Cheryl Chickey. She's the executive director for In Our Backyard. How are you?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
Good, good. Nice to check in with you again. I know you got a big event coming up, but before we get into that, we've got other stuff to talk about. First of all, what In Our Backyard does.
Yeah.
It all has to do with human trafficking.
Yeah.
Which it used to be you'd come in and I'd say, is that still a problem? And off the air, you were just telling me it's getting worse.
Yeah, we're doing our job, but, you know, technology is just blasting it light years ahead of us.
Mm-hmm.
And we actually have received a report from the National Center of Missing and Exploited Children early this year. That's how much it has increased, like thousands of percents it's increased, where kids online, their photos, AI is generating them in ways that, you know, really kind of extort them to feel like they're trapped by these predators online. So it reminds me of, you know, I think we all have maybe elderly parents that fall for scams.
Sure.
Online, and you're always like, oh my gosh, don't give out your bank account, don't give out your personal information. But this is even worse because they're taking images of kids online. They're putting these images through AI, changing the images to be, you know, nudity, things like that.
Sure, compromising positions,
yes,
if you will.
And then they're going to threaten the child that they're going to share it or put it out there unless they give them money or unless they give them more videos of them actually in these situations themselves. So kids are just really being targeted online all the time to a point where it's like, you know, 953% increase of child trafficking online this year compared to last year.
Wow. Now, how do we stop that? How do we protect our kids from that kind of extortion, if you will?
Yeah, it's still a shame game, right? Like when kids feel like, oh my gosh, I'm the only one in this situation and being targeted, this feels real. You know, they're going to act out of survival in that moment and try to protect themselves, not have their parents know the situation they're in, you know, maybe give the money online to try to save face, right? But in reality, you know, us as adults and parents, we have to have this conversation right now and say, you know, the predators are out there thinking they can get away with this. This is happening to all kids, any kid online, and having that conversation with your child to know they need to come tell a parent right away that it's not their fault, they're not in trouble, and to report that person online as best as they can to shut that down.
Right. Right. It's kind of like the no negotiation with terrorists thing, right? If nobody does, then they're going to have to move on to something else because it's not working.
Yeah, they're always going to look for a vulnerability. And right now, whether it's an elderly person financially online or picking up that sales call that no one should be answering, all the way to the other side of the spectrum that we're seeing with the kids, you know, both sides are vulnerable. And it takes us as a community to say, this is out there, it's happening, but, you know, there's a way to stop it and don't fall for it.
Right. I guess the first step then is conveying to your kids they're not going to be in trouble, that you want to help them if that situation ever came about.
Yeah, and these images feel real. I mean, anyone who's going to be exposed with nudity that's not even really theirs or AI generated, like, it's highly humiliating, and that can drive that shame to really hide what's happening to you. You might feel dumb, but we're at a point seeing this increase of incidents happening where we have to make that call and say, hey, like, this might happen to you if you're online, or even through a friend's technology, tablet, whatever it is. You might think you have your kid, you know, grounded with no access to technology, you know, but there's friends around them. There's ways where kids are savvy. They're going to find a way out into that digital world. And sure, we need to make sure they know that, hey, if things go wrong, you can come tell us and we can help you.
So what do you guys do? So now we know the problem is getting interesting, right? I mean, it's growing in ways that we never would have thought of. I mean, 20 years ago, would have you ever thought that AI was going to be a thing that had to do with this? What do you guys do? How are you guys helping with human trafficking in our backyard and beyond?
Yeah, so awareness is key to prevention. We really want to stop this before it happens in the first place. So we have 7 programs we are there for early intervention. You know, we're going to work with law enforcement, get online, find these predators that are preying on vulnerable people and vulnerable kids, missing kids. But at the same time, we have to have just as much effort in our programs to make sure the community knows this is happening. And we've seen it over and over again through the freedom stickers that we have, you know, posting that human trafficking resource hotline wherever we can, started right here in Bend, Oregon at the Stop and Go station, to now there's 1 million of those freedom stickers posted across the country.
Wow.
And at 50,000 gas stations across the country. So it's really us saying we have to talk about this. We cannot hide this under the rug or think it's too taboo to talk about. Because when we do that, we're really just siding with the traffickers who enjoy the point that no one will talk about it. It feels taboo and they take advantage of it. So In Our Backyard has worked with 7 programs to really say, we've got to take these moments and say, we know about this, we see you, and we know how to report it through that hotline. And that's our main drive, is to always talk about this issue.
And people can get more information at the website. What's the website?
Yeah, you can always visit us at www.inourbackyard.org. There's free training. We hopefully are in different health presentations at your kids' schools and high schools, but whoever it is, make sure your school is talking about it. And you can also order our teen resource guide for your teenager. I would say like 10 is about the right age to start a kid, knowing there's a resource they can have in hand at your house, and even go over it as a parent. It's written toward a kid to protect them and their friends, but also a parent should read it too and get that, you know, in your hands. It's like $5 online, and it's really worth it to know all the different ways, because, you know, when we think about trafficking, it's not abduction, it's not a stranger danger situation. It is a stranger at first, but online or through friends, they find a way to gain trust, and you have to know how to like measure those relationships to make sure you stay safe.
You've got an event coming up, a fundraiser, if you will, because everything you guys do takes funds.
Yes.
And this is one way that you can do it, raising money. You've got a disco rodeo.
A disco rodeo.
What in the world is that?
I couldn't choose, so we had to go with both. You know? It's Bend. That's what Bend's all about.
There we go. Tell us about the event.
So we're going to gather at Eagle Mountain. It's right behind Boot Barn, right in Bend. It starts at 5:00, but you know, it's really about filling a table with your friends, dressing up either both, if you can pull it off. I'm trying to. It might be poorly done, but I'm trying. But come dressed up in disco or rodeo on November 7th. It's a Friday night. And learn about what you can do while having a good time. I think that's what sets us apart at In Our Backyard is, you know, we don't want people scared to talk about this issue. Come out, have a wonderful time, have some music, have some great food, and learn what you can do to stop this before it starts. Because, you know, unfortunately, once trafficking starts in someone's life, you know, it's a really hard road for healing. Like I myself am a survivor. I was trafficked around the age of 10 years old. My parents never knew. It was on my own, you know, neighborhood street. And, you know, this can happen to anybody. There are vulnerabilities for populations that are more at risk. But, you know, it happens right here in Bend, Oregon, in Central Oregon, and across the country. It's not a faraway issue. And it's really amazing to hear the hope that that In Our Backyard brings when community members come together and say, hey, me as a civilian, as a volunteer, I can help raise awareness and take action and make sure every child that I know is protected from traffickers.
All right. So you get your tickets in advance, obviously.
Yep. Right on our website, inourbackyard.org. You can even RSVP and pay later. We just want to make sure you can invite someone and get the word out.
All right. We're talking to Cheryl Chickie. She's the executive director of In Our Backyard, doing great work, and always good to see you.
Thanks for having me.
All right. Disco Rodeo on November 7th. That's a Friday. I'm going.
Yeah. Yeehaw.
I'm going to be there.
What do we say for disco? Yeehaw and a...
And a...
Woohoo.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess we're going to have to figure that out before November 7th.
My fingers are going up and down.
Like, yes, there's that dance. See, there's definitely some little hand gestures you can do for disco, for sure. Okay, we're going to be there. What's the website again?
www.inourbackyard.org.
You're listening to Inside Central Oregon, a weekly public affairs program from Horizon Broadcasting Group.